A Chad police official, Colonel Mahatma Habib Jamaluddin, told the conference that his country is hindered in its efforts to stop drug trafficking because of its long borders and problems in communicating with its neighbors.
We got really difficulties to do it because we have not the information change with the country bordering us. So it's really not easy for us to catch those criminals.
Jamaluddin says he has to rely on local populations to turn those entering the country illegally or smuggling drugs into police. He says terrorist groups have also used the sparsely patrolled borders to enter Chad. United States Navy Captain David Iglesias helped organize the Dakar conference. He says drug and human trafficking in Africa provides a quick and easy way for terrorist groups and other criminal organizations to make money to conduct their operations.
What happens after the drugs are sold, it's the money. What do these organizations do with the money? And that's one of the things we dealt with. They cannot keep millions of pounds or francs or dollars in their homes. They have to somehow legitimize it. And that's how they use the banking systems to try to wash the money, to try to hide their profits.
Iglesias says he was surprised to learn the extent of the problem of illegal migration from lesser developed African nations to more developed ones or to Spain. A Spanish investigator at the conference, who asked not to be named, says in addition to dealing with the thousands of West African illegal migrants who travel by boat each year to Spain's Canary Islands, he also deals with drugs coming from the region. He says getting cooperation from those governments is often a struggle. Even in the small nation of the Gambia, which is surrounded by Senegal, police captain Gulutna Mena says smuggling is a problem.
Whether they will use vehicles or use donkey carts or they will use horse carts or on foot, but naturally they will find a way that they can evade or escape the security personnel.
Mena says the government does not know where money made from smuggling is going. He says it is up to each West African nation to secure its own borders from smuggling and to communicate with border patrols and the neighboring nations.
It should be the responsibility of all security personnel to come together and try to suppress things like terrorism, money laundering, human trafficking, and drug trafficking. Otherwise, the development that we are anticipating will not be met at the right target.
Border officials say West Africa is not a source of drugs or a final destination, but a transit region on the way to Europe. It has long been a concern that West African nations with large porous borders and little security could be safe havens for terrorist groups from inside and outside the continent. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.